Can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, getting you set for the second half here between Sydney and Shenango Valley. Again, our score 24-12, Sydney on top of Shenango Valley here in the regular season finale for these two teams. As we come to you live from Sydney High School, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley, and of course Jim Tamayo is our producer tonight down in the WCDO studios. Also, a big thanks to Craig Stevens. I know he put some work in today. We don't want to give him too much credit.
Really? What did he do?
He probably just made a couple of long phone calls or, you know, something like that.
But every time I see him, he's sitting at his desk on the phone, puts his finger up in the air like one minute. Okay, who are you really talking to? Are you really talking to somebody or you just want to talk to me?
We always wonder who he's talking to back there, but yeah. It's a big mystery. So it's always a very important client or something. Uh-huh. But who knows? But no, he did some work. I was out of the office a couple days this week. He helped put things together for this, so we'll give him a little credit. So,
well, we have to give the, what award did he just win? The
he got
Hall
in,
of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and it's very hard to do from a small market. So congratulations again to Craig, and he was pretty excited. Went down last week to New York City and had the big ceremony, so that was cool to see.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Good for him.
And so now we'll see if his head can fit through the door for the next couple of years. No, I'm just kidding. No, he was very surprised by it. I honestly think it was not on his radar. Our boss, one of the station owners, nominated him, and he was surprised. He was speechless when he got the call.
Were you there? Did you go to the ceremony last week?
I did not, because we had sectionals, and I feel bad. I feel very bad that I wasn't able to go. So, but we got to see, they had a video of his speech, and he got to be down there in his suit and tie, and looked like he had a good time. So, a short kickoff here for Sydney, and CV's going to fall on it at just about midfield. Again, looked like it was going to pop free, but the Warriors are able to hold on for CV.
I understand that for Craig's video during the Hall of Fame, they had two very dapper, debonair.
Yes. Yeah, the two guys they interviewed. I mean, just classy
yeah,
guys.
Class those, all the way.
Those guys that are doing the football game tonight, yeah. I heard on the radio.
Yeah. Eerily very similar.
It's all Craig could do is to drag us up to talk about him, so. That was fun, though. Did you see the finished product?
I did.
They did a very nice job with that as CV runs this ball up the middle here. This is a big drive here for CV to start this third quarter. They trail 24-12. I mean, if they go down and score here, mm-hmm. we got a whole new ball game.
And so this is how CV ended the first half. They ran the ball. Well, that's how they've been doing the whole game, but they've had more success in the second quarter than they did in the first, and now instead of getting 3 yards, now they're getting 5, so they've made some adjustments somewhere.
Second down and 5 here for CV. Again, they'll run to Tom on the outside, and he's tripped up. Astrologo again with the shoestring tackle.
So I don't know if he's coming in on a blitz or he's just reading it that quickly, but either way, he seems to be in the backfield frequently.
Yeah, he was in there immediately. And as CV tried to go to the outside, he was there. So a key third down, about a 3rd and 5 here for CV early in the third quarter. It's 24-12.
And I bet this is still a rundown. I bet we're in two down territory.
We'll see what CV
right up the middle.
Decides to do. Yeah, right up the middle, as Ed said. And nowhere to go. Oliver in on the tackle there for Sydney.
So we've got 4th and a long 4. And the quarterback's taking the play, so it doesn't look like a punt. So we're going to try to draw Sydney offsides, I bet, first, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it looks like about 4th and 3, maybe 4. And we'll see what CV does as they march up to the line. Everybody's packed in tight. And under center, they'll look to hand off. And they're going to get it here with Tom dancing across the 40 to the 35-yard line here. And it looked like he was initially going to get stopped and then bounced to the outside and picked up a couple extra.
Oliver had him in the backfield for maybe a 2 or 3 yard loss. Just could not wrap him up. Got free, and now we're down inside the 40 to about the 36.
And so CV trying to string together a good drive to start the third quarter here on the road, trailing Sydney 24-12. And again, no wide receivers split out. Everybody packed in tight. They're going to try to sweep this one from right to left here with Tom. He's going to bounce it back to the outside. Can he escape Sydney in the backfield? No. Brought down as Devin Baker denies him getting back even to the line of scrimmage.
And who made that play? Deion Taylor.
Yes.
Because he held his ground. He resisted that urge to run in there and try to make that tackle and then get out maneuvered. He just ran parallel to the line of scrimmage, waited for three Sydney players to come, reversed the field, and this is where Sydney got burnt last time. Same exact thing happened. The running back reversed the field and then went for that long run. This time people stayed at home, and that long run didn't happen.
Second and 15, CV up the middle, and boy, they get a good chunk of yardage across the 35 to the 33. Going to be third and manageable here with about 8:45 to go here third quarter.
So I think they've changed some blocking responsibilities up front on that offensive line. Getting 5-6 yards a crack now up the middle, up that A-gap, where they're only getting 2 or 3 or more or less in the first quarter.
So a third down and about 7 to go here for CV, marching into Sydney territory at about the 34-yard line. Hand off to the right side, short of the first down, though. Another 2 or 3 yards.
So what's happening is 9 out of the 11 offensive players are crashing that line of scrimmage hard. So when you've got 4 defensive tackles, defensive linemen, taking on 9 offensive players, that makes it a pretty tough stop for the defense.
Atkinson on that run, and kind of reminds me of what Unitigo ran a few years ago, and I've always heard they took it from Sydney, that wing T, kind of pack it in tight type of offense. Fourth down, they're going to try to run up the middle. Very close here. Trying to hang on for dear life to make that tackle was Jesse Newell.
Jesse hit him in the backfield, hanging on by his fingertips, waiting for some help. Finally, some help came, stopped him short. First and 10 for Sydney.
So a turnover on down. CV with some good momentum there, but Sydney is able to hold by the fingertips there of Jesse Newell. So Sydney will get it back to start their first drive of the second half. They lead 24-12 with 7:40 to go in this third quarter.
See if CV has made any adjustments against Dillon or Oliver up the middle.
Here is Easton in the shotgun, wants to run up the left side. Gets about 3 yards to the 30 before he's tackled.
So doesn't look like anything has really changed from the defensive alignment. And we've got a timeout for an injured CV player by the looks.
He got off the field pretty quickly, so we're going to get right back underway. Hope everything's okay on the CV sideline. Going to be a second down and 7 here for Sydney. Man in motion from right to left. Easton in the shotgun, hands off Oliver. And he's got some room, first down and more to the 40, drags some tacklers forward to the 46-yard line, and he picks up another first down.
Makes me a little nervous when the ball runners don't cover up after they get the first bit of contact. Oliver did a great job, 10-15-yard carry, first down, but the ball is hanging out there. You know, I remember the days of Tiki Barber and holding the ball up high and into the chest with both arms wrapped around it. Sydney certainly doesn't want to have another turnover as they're about to score here or drive down the field.
Sydney leading 24-12, 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Easton on another keeper, gets to the right edge. He's at midfield before he's pushed out of bounds by the CV defense. He ran a long ways to get about 4 yards there.
Second down, right exactly at midfield. The Sydney repertoire is the same as it was in the first half, and basically the same that it's been all year. It's either Easton or Oliver. Once in a while, we'll throw a pass in. I'm not sure that Dillon has a whole lot of confidence in and the receivers, but we'll see what happens.
Second down and about six to go here for Sidney. Yeah, Easton again in the shotgun, goes right back to Oliver, and he just gashes the defense again out to the 40. Good for another Sidney first down.
And he ran over a Shenango Valley Warrior, a little slow to get up, but he's up and moving. And again, he's making me a little nervous that he's got like a chicken wing out there with that ball. Somebody could come up and punch that out pretty easily.
Five and a half to go now, third quarter. Sidney still leading 24-12, same score we had at halftime. But Sidney on the march here into CV territory, going left to right at the 40-yard line. Waiting for the snap. Again, man in motion, cuts back. Easton keeps it, 40, 35 to the outside, 30, pushing the pile forward down to about the 22-yard line. And another successful run here for Dylan Easton.
So good blocking again by the wide receivers. I have to give them a lot of credit. They, you know, one of the things that I remember when Patrick Simons was trying out for the Eagles, one of the things that he was told was, as a wide receiver, you need to finish your block. You need to finish the play. Just because it's not a pass to you doesn't mean you can take the play off.
Here's a snap, and they'll go to Oliver here on first down. And he's moving those legs forward all the way down to the one-yard line here before he is tackled. But again, dragging several players with him. And he just continues that physical running style.
I don't know how many yards he has, but every one of them has been hard-earned, hard-running yards. I think we reward him and give him the ball, let him get that touchdown.
Coming up on 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Sidney trying to cash in here on a first down and goal to go. They're lined up on the right hash. Easton again in the shotgun with Oliver off his right hip. Snap goes to Oliver, drives it in, touchdown. And Sidney puts another six on the board and another great successful drive with a lot of Easton and a lot of Oliver.
So as easy as CV made it look when they came out, Sidney made it look even easier. Marching right down the field, I don't remember where they started, somewhere around the 30-yard line, I think. So, you know, a nice 50, 60, 70-yard drive on offense. Took up 3 or 4 minutes of the third quarter. Now they're going to go for another two-point conversion.
And Oliver with his third rushing touchdown here of the game. Easton in the shotgun again with Oliver off his left hip, and it's going to be another keeper on the two-point conversion, and Easton is good. Hard to stop that. And so that is going to make our score with 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. Sidney 32 and Shenango Valley 12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Sidney puts another six on the board, and then the two-point conversion is good. So they lead 32-12 over Shenango Valley with just under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley, and we'll see what Sidney does here on this kickoff as they've been itching to try to recover one of these short kicks.
I bet it's a squib kick.
I'm going to guess, too. And here it is. No, a little bit longer. CV fields it at the 40. They pick up about 5 yards on the return, probably the deepest kick they've had tonight.
Right. So that was the deepest kick, but it was also the one that had the most probability of success for CV because the secondary line one-hopped it, got the ball, and started running with it. So they still end up at the 45, 44-yard line. Whereas if it was just a squib kick that just got across midfield, they would have ended up at the same place anyway. So that had more risk to it because it had a bigger loft to it, and CV could pick the ball up and run with it as opposed to squibbing it on the ground where they're just going to dive on it and fall on it.
CV now a first down and 10 at their own 43-yard line.
Yes.
And they're going to pass up over top. They have a receiver. It's complete to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and in for the touchdown, but we do have a flag on the play. We'll see what the call is, but that would, if it stands, be a 55-yard touchdown.
What could that possibly be? Felt thrown by the field judge on the complete opposite side of the field at the 10-yard line.
And it was after he was in the touchdown. That catch behind the defense was by Jamie Williams. And CV has had some success through the air tonight, but let's see what this flag is. It's we have a conference here from the Zebra Crew before we'll get a official call.
Looks like against Sydney. Oh.
So that is going to go against CV here. So it's going to take the score away here, Ed. It looks like a block in the back. But again, it came so late, I was surprised to see it come from this side of the field.
And that's one of those plays where the runner's by me. Let me keep my hands to myself, not make a mistake, and not get a touchdown called back. It's so obvious to us standing up here in the press box, but I can tell you when you're in the heat of the battle down there, like, oh, I can hit this kid. No, you can't.
So this is going to take CV back to about the 25-yard line. They will run here on first down across the 20 down to about the 15-yard line here for second down. So really kind of comes back to about right where that flag was thrown. So they do pick up some good yardage still on that play, just didn't get the touchdown.
So now here's a big test. Who has more desire? Who wants to win? Who's going to do more than anyone else, the offensive line or the defensive line?
And so a run up the middle here for Tom, and he is driven back by Sydney. And again, two or three guys in on the play there, but Logan Mott was there to lead the charge, and
CV player shaking up.
Yeah, one of the CV guys slow to get up.
I think his head got slammed to the ground pretty hard.
So the trainers are out to have a look at him, and so we will take a injury timeout here with Sydney on top of Shenango Valley, 32-12, with 2:55 to go in this third quarter. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back out of the injury timeout. Injured player Avery Tom walked off the field under his own power. We think he might have just hit his head there on that last rushing attempt.
He's headed back to his bench without his helmet. He might have a concussion of some type.
Third down and short here for CV. They'll run up the middle, and they'll scoot this one across the 10, and that's good for a first down. So CV had a touchdown taken away, but since then they've been able to get the running game going here on this drive, and they are now inside the 10-yard line.
First and goal, 32-12. We've got, 2.5 minutes left to go in this quarter. So chances are if they're going to score, they'll be scoring here in the third quarter, have the whole fourth quarter to see if they can play more catch-up.
So CV trying to hand it off up the middle, trailing 32-12, And a little dive forward, good for about 2 yards. They're inside the 10, nearing the 5-yard line.
So what worked so well in the second quarter and the first part of this third quarter, running right up the A gap, because they've got nine guys in white jerseys playing against four in maroon. Sydney has stiffened up here a little bit and have some of the linebackers coming in to help.
And so Sydney trying to crowd this line a little bit here on a second down and goal to go. They run up the middle, and CV is in for the touchdown with 1:42 to go here in this third quarter. And another touchdown on the board here for CV. We're seeing who it is on that far side.
Just a good offensive play. Ran off left tackle through the B gap. Good offensive push. Good offensive line push. Defensive line getting a little winded, getting a little tired. They've been out there for three quarters or almost three quarters. So good offensive series for Chenango Valley.
McKeon with his second touchdown of the game. The first one was on that pick six. And he rushes this one in, and now they'll go for the two-point conversion. They're looking to throw. Oliver in pursuit, and it is good. The two-point conversion on the run. A nice throw there by Kresge, and in the back of the end zone, he finds his man. So with a minute 41 to go in the third quarter, CV is sliced into this lead. It's 32-20. Sydney on top. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, so Sydney holding a 32-20 lead over Chenango Valley with 1:40 to go in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley tonight. CV, Ed, just won't go away. Every time Sydney scores, they find a way to get back in it.
So what was a comfortable lead has now shrunk to 12 points.
And so Sydney will field the short kick. Taylor is going to push his way up to about the 40-yard line. We do have a flag on the play, and Taylor is signaling maybe somebody grabbed his face mask. That would be costly here for CV.
So I'm looking across at the far bench, and Tom is up off of the bench walking around, but without his helmet. So I doubt that he's coming back into the game. Feeling well enough, apparently, to stand and walk, but doesn't look like he'll be back.
Yeah, glad that he is okay after coming up off the bottom of that pile. But, yeah, I would be surprised if we see him back in this game as well. Unfortunate, because he was having a pretty good night there.
You know, I always get a kick out of the officials pointing to every yard line as they walk, like they can't count without pointing to them. That's got to be a rule that the officials have decided to do. We're all going to point to the yard markers. It's crazy.
So the penalty is going to give Sydney great field position. They go right back to Oliver. That has been the successful play here in the second half, and he rumbles up to the 35. They're in CV territory.
I would just continue to give him the ball, give him the ball, give him the ball, and then try to run Dylan to the outside. Keep running the same play. Keep running a play up the middle. Same thing that CV is doing. Run the play through the A gap, through the B gap. We'll run it right up the gut, see what happens.
Ed, did you see, was that a face mask? Was that the call?
I didn't see that. I was looking at the...
I think that's what it ended up being, giving Sydney this good position, and then the nice run by Oliver. So a second down and one here for Sydney. We got a flag on the play. They blow it dead.
Someone jumped, and it was CV that jumped.
And so the Warriors not helping themselves here right after they got back in this game. 50 seconds to go, third quarter, and Sydney leads 32-20. They're marching again.
So momentum has shifted a little bit. Even though CV just scored, momentum is shifting a little bit here back to Sydney. Not necessarily through any fault of their own, I guess, but these penalties, it's 20 yards so far in penalties just on this drive. Penalties will either help you or kill you, depends on what side of the penalty you're on. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
So Easton wants to throw here, and it is complete. And down to the 10-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. a nice little quick hitter there, and Grady Loeffler tiptoed down the right wing sideline.
And what a great catch by Grady. It was over his head. He had to stretch to pull that ball in, pulled it in, juked a couple of CV players, left, right, down the sideline, down inside the 10.
So 25 seconds to go, third quarter, and Sidney trying to answer right back and build this lead up.
Garrett Oliver up the middle.
Boy, he's got three touchdowns tonight. It seems like, going back to your advice, Ed, it would make a lot of sense. Instead, it's going to be an Easton keeper. He dances up the middle and gets inside the five, and he is tackled there.
Over-under on Garrett Oliver up the middle.
Yeah.
If I'm CV defense, I've got my linebackers blitzing that A-gap this play.
Looks like they're going to run out of time.
Yeah, 2-1-0.
So that's the end of the third quarter. Sidney on the march again, and they lead 32-20 over visiting Shenango Valley. And we'll be right back with the start of the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sidney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sidney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Sidney, and for some of these Sidney seniors, maybe the last quarter of football they will play. It sounds like this will be the last game of the season for Sidney here, so enjoy these last 12 minutes here, guys. And they could start off this fourth quarter here, Ed, with a touchdown as they are second down and goal to go.
And as we had mentioned earlier, Donnie's last game as well. So
yes.
Imagine his emotion after 36 years. He has 12 minutes left to go in his football career.
It was nice of him to come up and visit with us, and he seems... I don't know. He seemed content with it, but certainly has to be an emotional night as a run to the outside here is good for Dylan Easton. Got to the edge on that left side to start the fourth quarter, and he's in for 6 points for Sidney.
Donnie was a quarterback here in the early 80s, I'm going to say.
I think you're right.
And looking through the record books, he had a record or has a record or two. I can't remember what they are, but I'm sure it's, as you say, a very emotional time for him after 36 years of coaching.
Two-point conversion. They'll rumble up the middle here with Garrett Oliver. So kind of the opposite. It's been Oliver touchdown and Easton two-point conversion. They switch this time, and it gives Sidney a 40-20 lead with 11:52 to go fourth quarter. And we'll step away 30 seconds. Be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Sidney will be kicking off after that Dylan Easton touchdown. They lead 40-20 over visiting Shenango Valley. And
what do you think of my... Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I was wondering, what do you think about my peanut M&M?
I am officially addicted to them. Yeah. We had
good.
We had the peanut ones for Halloween,
yeah.
But I haven't had the peanut butter ones in a long time. Very, very good. Short kickoff. CV will fall on it here, and they'll pick it up at their own 38. Skyler, who has been with me most of the season, said he's home listening tonight. He was a little under the weather. He goes, I'm in trouble. I never really bring that much good food, do I, Nate? So I said, yeah, you got to step it up, man.
Well, he's not at the bottom of the barrel like I am. So I'm trying to work up one peg, so I bring food, bring some unsweet iced tea.
We had an all-time low last week as we had some little kids coming up selling candy for one of the BG youth organizations, and neither of us had a dollar to our name to give the poor kid for a candy bar.
Yeah, so. I don't ever carry any cash.
I'm sorry.
I got a debit card here. Can you take a debit card?
Yeah.
You know.
He wasn't set up for that, so we felt bad. I felt bad, sure. But.
Well, we just missed a five-yard run by Shenango Valley, but candy's more important.
Yes, you know, once in a while. So I felt bad, but I said, hey, I got to start remembering to either bring snacks to the game or bring cash to the game. So going to be another run here for CV up the middle, but again, the Sydney defense is there, but a flag on the play coming in from the back.
Did not see
anything there.
I don't know what he would be throwing a flag for. Holding, maybe?
Short gain. Again, Sydney defense was right there. So we're about a minute into this fourth quarter. Sydney leading 40-20. And CV backing up as if it's against them.
Oh.
Yeah, going to be a hold here against Shenango Valley.
So I get home tonight from work, and there's a pumpkin pie on the counter, and I'm like, oh, why did you buy the pumpkin pie? But thank you, I'll have a piece right now.
Yeah. Well, you had to get fueled up for the game, right?
Yes. I guess.
Well, normally you'd come home from work, maybe get a workout in or something.
Yep.
Said I dragged you here. And
yep.
Well, you're doing a great job here tonight, Ed. We appreciate that. A pitch to the outside, nowhere to go for CV. They pretty much ran directly into the Sydney sideline.
That's the same play that they were, the same option that they ran earlier to the short side of the field, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And
in high school, these hash marks are so wide.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And so this is going to bring up third down and about 15 to go here with 10:55 to go, fourth quarter, 40-20. Sydney leading Shenango Valley here in our regular season finale.
Yep, so I came home, didn't get a workout in, told my wife, geez, I feel guilty I didn't get a workout in. Well, you said you're going to take a week off. Like, well, I still feel guilty that I didn't get a workout in.
Have you been resting up? You did a big race last weekend?
I took a day off.
Took a day off. Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
And that. Sydney chasing the quarterback into the backfield, and a huge loss on the play there on third down. They were trying to make something happen, and Kresge just ran out of real estate.
And you can thank Grady Loeffler for that, because he had great coverage downfield, no place to throw the ball, got sacked, what was that, a 10-yard loss or so? And now is it fourth down? I think it's fourth and...
Yeah, fourth and a country mile.
Fourth and 20.
I'm already getting texts. Ed ate pie? Holy cow.
That's what I say. I'm cursing you. You bought pie, but thank you. I'll have a piece.
And so CV's going to have to punt this away. It doesn't get a lot of air underneath. It takes a CV bounce, but it's not even going to make it to midfield. This rolls out to about the 45.
Doesn't even make it to the first down marker, so... That interception that CV threw before, as I said, was just as good as a punt. And this is, I don't know, maybe a 20-yard punt. So Sydney will take over first and 10 on CV's 45.
And Sydney, it looked like, was going to have a good chance to maybe get a block in on that as they got through.
It was close, but I'm glad that he pulled up, because it's one of those where maybe I can get it, but if I don't get it, I'm probably going to run into the punter. So good decision. And whoever did that, I didn't get the number, but I saw it happen.
10 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 40-20 on a very chilly night here for some Thursday night football. As the playoffs will be coming up this weekend, there's a lot going on that we can talk about over the last little bit of this fourth quarter between a variety of local sports. And now here's a run up the middle for Sydney. Good for a first down, going right to left. Across the 40 to the 35 is Logan Russo before he's tripped up.
Russo, he was quarterback when he was in sixth grade. He was running back. He was defensive back. He's a good all-around athlete, very quick, good scat back, great attitude, really works hard. So he's going to get the first down. And so Sidney on the march again at the CV 33-yard line. Keeper here for Easton. Slicing up the middle and rolling forward to about the 24-yard line here for Sidney.
And slow to get up. He's up, but still a little slow.
Every Sidney basketball fan going, okay, can that clock go any faster right now?
please don't give the ball to him again.
And so 9 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Sidney 40, Shenango Valley 20. Here's the snap. Easton will hand off Russo to the outside. He's getting a heavy dose on this drive, and he'll cut to the outside. Clock will keep running as he stayed in at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, until this series, Russo has not had... I don't think he had any carries prior to this series, right? So, as I said, he's a really hard runner, very athletic, and has a great attitude for football.
Clock still moving. We're at 8.5 to go here, fourth quarter. Sidney 40, Shenango Valley 20. Easton in the shotgun. Russo off his right hip. They're going to go right back to him. Russo cuts back to the left side, trying to get to the outside. And this time he's met by three Shenango Valley Warriors. Ball squirts loose. I think Sidney was able to fall on it, though, just in time.
I'm not sure that he wasn't down, but we don't have instant replay in high school, so I think the officials are going to talk about it just for a second, just to make sure that he wasn't down.
Yeah, they're going to get together and chat about this, but... Good job by a couple of Sidney players to be Johnny on the spot, as that thing was a hot potato there for a minute.
So it's unfortunate that he fumbled, but Sidney retains possession. But what I did like about what Russo did is as soon as he realized that he was in trouble, instead of going down, he turned upfield. He tried to cut upfield and get closer to the end zone.
Here's Easton, fakes the handoff, cuts to the inside, will be very close to a first down, and had to make a heck of a move to avoid a big pancake tackle there. Easton gingerly walking back here towards the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fourth down and about one to go.
Yeah, where's Oliver? Put Oliver in there. Let him run the ball.
Fourth and inches here. Easton is going to stay in with the clock moving down to 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And let's see if Easton, hopefully it's just some sort of a stinger here. Easton's going to hand off to Russo. He's met tough at the line here by CV, and he didn't get it. Pretty sure this is going to be a turnover on downs, and CV's going to get it back deep in their own territory at the 15. Easton limping off here, but appears to be okay. Walked off under his own power.
Looks like he might have got stepped on, might have twisted an ankle. He's pointing to his right ankle, so...
You got to think, on a night like this, someone steps on your foot, steps on your ankle, nice and cold out there. Got to be...
Is it cold out there? It's pretty nice in here.
Yeah, nice in here, I got to say. We're in the luxury lounge up here tonight for sure. CV takes over. They'll look to throw to the left side again through the air, but this time it is incomplete, knocked down at the 40. Good coverage there by Sidney.
Great coverage by Grady again. All over the intended receiver. In fact, the receiver, I think, had the ball in his hand. I wish we had instant replay in high school so we could actually see what happens. But the older I get, the worse my eyes get. But I'm pretty sure that the receiver had the ball in his possession, and Grady knocked it out.
Yeah, it was on the far side of the field. And again, CV's had some good luck through the air, especially here in the second half. But nice job there by Sidney on defense with 7:20 remaining. CV again on a second down and 10. This time they try to run up the middle, but again that Sidney line has been pretty consistent all night, not allowing anybody to get through there. Astro Logo was in on the tackle as well as Jesse Newell.
So this is the time of the game, last game of the year. We're less than 7 minutes to go in the season when we start letting some underclassmen in the game. But when you look at the sidelines for both teams, there are only five or six kids on the sideline, so chances are they've all been playing most of the game anyway. So good experience, I suppose.
Well, we've talked about it several times this year. The game we did, Sidney and BG, Sidney literally had 16 guys that night, which is the state minimum. And this ball deflected away by Sidney as, again, CV trying to go deep.
And that was Aidan O'Connor on the coverage for Sydney.
Sydney had four D-backs in coverage, so it was a four-on-one. If they had turned around, they probably could have had a better chance of picking that off. But 6.5 minutes left to go, down 20 points. Shenango Valley looks like it's 4th and 6. Looks like they're going to go for it. What have they got to lose?
Yeah, 4th down here with 6.5 minutes to go in the 4th quarter in the last game of the season. And so they're going to go for it despite being deep in their own end. But as Ed said, what do you have to lose now? So the Warriors will go for it. They'll try to pitch to the outside. A QB keeper, he's got nowhere to go, and he is brought down. Sack in the backfield. And Jackson Astrologo, again, he has been in the backfield a ton tonight here for Sydney.
Jesse Newell was there. I think Logan Mott was there. Got some pretty good young players coming up here next year and the year after. So take over and down. Sydney will have the ball 1st and 10 inside the 20, maybe the 19, 18-yard line.
And so a good field position here for Sydney, and we'll see if anybody different comes out for the QB position. Nope.
Dylan's out there.
Yep. Thought maybe they would do something a little different here, but he also strikes me as the type of kid he wants to be in there until that final horn.
Right. And the longer you stand on the sideline, the more that's going to freeze up on you a little bit. So
good point.
I would bet that he's not going to run unless he absolutely has to.
So Easton in the shotgun here. Two wide receivers split to the left,
three,
one to the right.
2, 1 second. Sydney timeout.
Timeout taken here by Sydney. We'll step away for 30 seconds with Sydney on top, 40-20, with 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. So this will be a first down for Sydney after the timeout and after the turnover on downs. They're going to start deep, and I mean deep in Shenango Valley territory at about the 15-yard line. They'll hand it off, and again, up the middle, driving towards the goal line. Are they in? Yes, a touchdown here for Sydney. Let's see who the ball carrier is. And coming off the bottom of the pile, Lucas Mott, it looks like, is the ball carrier. I believe not.
I don't know who that was. I could not. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We'll see who that ball carrier is. We'll try to double-check on that, but a touchdown for a new running back there for Sydney.
It's nice to see someone other than Garrett Oliver get in, you know, some younger, as I was mentioning before, some underclassmen. So whoever scored the touchdown just scored the two-point conversion.
And they get the two-point conversion. So we are going to double-check on that during the break. We'll step away here with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney now on top, 48-20 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Sydney leading 48-20. We were correct. Lucas Mott with the touchdown and the two-point conversion. So congratulations to him on that late score here in this contest. A little short kick. CV will field this and run it out to about the 43-yard line. Here we got a flag on the play for some extracurriculars after that tackle.
I think that was another block in the back by CV after the play was essentially over. Might have some aggressions taking place that should not be happening at this time.
And so the officials are going to get together and talk about that. But at the moment, Sydney in control, 48-20, 5:57 to go in this fourth quarter. And had a couple people ask if Sydney would be moving on, playing in any sort of the playoffs or anything going forward. No, this will be the final game for Sydney. The Class B, C, and D playoffs are coming up tomorrow night and Saturday. A lot of the teams in our WCDO coverage area will be playing on Saturday, as Walton will play Tioga at noon, and then Delhi will play Newark Valley at 3 in the Class D semifinals. Those games are being played at Sus Valley. So those games are on Saturday, and the eight-man playoffs will be on Saturday as well. And Unitego, Franklin, and Green are still playing in those games. Those will be down at Union Endicott. So it'll be a very, very busy weekend coming up here for football, for soccer, which is in the state quarterfinals, as well as for field hockey in the state quarterfinals.
Huge penalty on that kickoff. Instead of first and 10 at the 45, at their own 45, the ball was marched all the way back to about the 27, 28-yard line. So now second and 4 at about the 29.
Coming up,
34, sorry.
Coming up on just about 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading 48-20. As Shenango Valley going left to right here on a second down and 5. They're going to throw over the middle. This pass is complete at the 40-yard line, and CV is into Sydney territory. They've had some good luck through the air here tonight as Roman Dutcher is able to haul that in.
And so we have some of the second-team players in, I believe. I see Devin Baker on the sideline. Usually he's back there. Logan Russo is on the sideline. Usually he's playing corner. So not unconscionable to think that they might be testing these new corners out and throwing some longer passes.
Yeah, seeing some of the normal starters here on the sideline. And so CV now marching down into Sydney territory. They're going to go right back into the air, trying to look for Dutcher again. And that one is incomplete, overthrown by about 5 yards. So 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney still leading 48-20.
So not bad coverage from the Sydney defensive backs. Pretty good coverage, especially if you're a second-team player. Just a little bit overthrown.
Make sure you stay tuned after the game. Ed and I will have our quick post-game show where we will give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We will give those awards to Sydney players tonight when we play somebody out of our coverage area. We'll give them all to the team that's in our coverage area. So we'll have those 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. A short run here for CV on second down is going to bring up third down and about 8 to go. Again, they tried to run to that short side with no success.
I thought my contract only went until the end of the game. I mean, I've got to stay longer.
We'll pay you extra.
Double
your salary. We'll talk to Craig. I'm sure he'll be fine with that. And so this will be third down and about 8 to go here for CV. And they'll look to run one up the middle. And, again, nowhere to go. Sydney with some new faces out there, but the line still holding strong.
Yeah, it's a great time of the game, great time of the season, last game. Get these younger players in there. Again, as I said earlier, there aren't that many on the sideline, but it's good to see some fresh numbers, some fresh faces out there getting a little bit of experience.
Cole Goodspeed in on that tackle there to lead the way for Sydney as that clock continues to move. 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter on a chilly Thursday night if you decided to stay home and cheer on Sydney from the warm confines of your house. Can't blame you there, but you missed a good one as Sydney is putting up a season high here for points. This one almost picked off by Deion Taylor on the far side through his fingertips and incomplete.
You know, Deion has played a great game at corner, at defensive back, at pass coverage, at containing the edge, setting that hard edge so that nobody gets around. Just a spectacular game by Deion Taylor tonight.
And so a turnover on downs will give Sydney the ball back at the 34-yard line, I should say. And Sydney going right to left in their own end. And they can just choose some clock here with 2:55 to go.
I'm willing to bet that Dylan will not be running the ball. You've got the basketball coach down on the sideline yelling, do not give the ball to Dylan. Do not give the ball to Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan has, again, we've talked about it several times this year, has just been so durable, and he'll hand off here now to Lucas Mott to the outside, who has gotten a couple of nice carries and a touchdown and a two-point conversion here late in this fourth quarter.
And Lucas Mott was another one of those players that has grown 2 feet since Pee Wee ball. He was probably the shortest, lightest kid on the team in third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And I can see that he's grown substantially since then.
And so this will bring up second down and about 11 as that run to the outside didn't pick up anything. And again, they'll hand it off. Mott to the outside, brought down at about the 40, so he'll chip away, get a couple of yards there, stays in bounds, keeps that clock moving.
Down to about 2 minutes. We're about third and eight to go. Well, less than that, third and six to go at about the 39-yard line of Sydney.
And so let's see if Sydney can convert here, but they are in no hurry as that clock continues to tick down as Sydney looking to earn their second win of the season. They got that nice win a couple of weeks ago in that game we did up at Oneonta where we didn't let Ed into the booth. But that was a nice night for Sydney, and they've really put things together here tonight against Shenango Valley. Here is the snap, and again, they'll hand off to Mott up the middle, nowhere to go, but it'll bring up fourth down and about five, maybe six to go here for Sydney with a minute 20 to go.
I always have to give the receivers credit when they know it's a run play, but yet they still take off at a full sprint down the field as if, maybe they're going to throw the ball to me. But at least the D-back is running down the field with them and takes them out of the play.
Yeah, Deion Taylor was 20 yards down the field trying to sell it good there. So as we are now under a minute to go here, about 50 seconds left on a fourth down. Looks like Dylan Easton will be doing his punting duties here for Sydney to give the ball back to CV for one last time. And so Dylan with the punt. This one goes sky high. Doesn't get a lot of mustard on it, though. Bounces to about the 50 and takes a Sydney roll down to the 45-yard line with 28 seconds left.
Interesting to see what Shenango Valley will do here. 28 seconds left. You're down 28 points. Do you actually run a play and risk getting someone injured in the last 28 seconds of the season? Or do you just take a knee and call it good?
Well, they've called the timeout here, so they want to talk something over, whether it's maybe just one of those moments, hey, guys, appreciate all your hard work this season. Maybe one of those moments, or maybe they're trying to draw something up over there. We'll see with under 30 seconds left. So, again, stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out a couple of awards here and wrap up this broadcast. And you'll have to stay tuned. We're not sure exactly when we will be on the air again. Possibly the Section 4 Class D championship game, depending on if one of our local teams could get into that. This weekend, my plan is to go cover some state soccer and field hockey for some of our teams that are left. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But quickly, before I forget, a couple of congratulations. And I have not seen the full results yet, but I know the Delhi girls won Section 4 Class D today. Delhi South Courtright, a combined program. BGAH wins the girls, Section 4 Class C cross country. Oneonta boys as well winning a sectional championship today. So they will run a play to the outside and brought down at the 50 here, and it looks like he didn't get out of bounds, so that clock's going to run for the last 20 seconds.
Not sure who made that tackle. Maybe Michael Morneau. Michael's standing on the sideline. So whoever went in for him playing that linebacker position, good tackle, good stick.
CV trying to get one last playoff here. Down to 3 seconds left. Another QB keeper up the middle. And to the 40, can Sidney catch up with them? They do. And a tackle out of bounds by Deion Taylor. That'll do it. Sidney defeats Shenango Valley 48-20. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time to Sidney High School as Sidney picks up a 48-20 victory here over Shenango Valley to close the season. Nice job here tonight by Sidney, really in control from start to finish. Ed, again, just every time, even though Sidney made a couple mistakes here or there, they were able to right the ship, and between Dylan Easton and Garrett Oliver and a couple other guys, a really well-done effort tonight.
Well, it's certainly a sign of maturity, and as we've said, this is a fairly young team, so any time that you can see a team make a mistake and then come back and drive down the field or get a first down or do something positive, those are all good things for a team that's as young as they are. And as we've said, next year will be better. 2 years from now, they'll be even better. So they've got an exciting year, 2 years ahead of them, when they could be a pretty good ball team.
Let's get into our three awards to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go tonight with Sidney's Garrett Oliver. Again, he was tremendous on both sides of the ball, but finishes with those three touchdowns. And again, I felt like if he got it up the middle, he was just going to get 5-10 yards at a clip.
They couldn't seem to stop him. Obviously, they did, but 5, 6, 7 yards every time he touched the ball. I don't know what the stats are, but I bet he was close to 100 yards and probably had a 7 or 8 yard per carry average. So he did excellent. He was excellent carrying the ball tonight.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on local high school football teams here on WCDO. And you mentioned it late in the broadcast, Ed, but Deion Taylor did a lot of little things tonight. He's one of those sophomore guys, stepped up big. We'll give him the defense award tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's a great choice. Sometimes it's not the guy that makes the most tackles. It's not the guy that makes the interceptions. It's the person that does the little things right. And I know that Deion at least 3 times held the edge pretty tight, so that they couldn't get the sweep, they couldn't get around him, they couldn't get to the outside.
on pass coverage. He was there, deflected at least one pass, maybe two. So, you know, it's like you said, it's the little things that they do that really make the difference.
Lastly, tonight we have the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Hard to not give this one to Dylan Easton, so we will do just that. The quarterback of the offense here tonight and finds his way into the end zone for two scores and a bunch of two-point conversions as well, and really did it all tonight.
It's hard to imagine the offense without him.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe we could replace, you know, one of the running backs or one of the receivers, but it would be darn near impossible for this team to replace Dylan. So when we're talking about all-purpose, Mr. Football, I think it's got to go to Dylan.
I agree. So that's our three awards tonight. Again, if you are looking for information this weekend on some of the other football games or various other sports that are going on, make sure to check out NateLull.com as well as WCDOSports.com and follow me on Twitter. That's the easiest way. I'll be posting updates and scores and stats all weekend long from all the football games, soccer, field hockey, and anything else that's going on that I've forgotten about. So going to be a busy weekend for sure. And Ed, I can't thank you enough for coming out tonight. This was great having you back on.
Give Amanda and Josie a hug for me when you get home, and all is good.
I will. I definitely will. That's easy to do. And a big thank you again to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer. He's done a great job this season, and we're thinking we will have probably, well, fingers crossed, the Class D championship game on, which would be next Friday, a week from tomorrow. That game will be down at Johnson City. We just have to see who gets there after the semifinals shakeout this weekend on Saturday. So, again, a big thanks to Jim and to Craig back in the studios. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. Final score one more time, 48-20, Sydney over Shenango Valley here in the regular season finale. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon from WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. We're always giving something away, so stay with us and win on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.